Breaking news coming into the WATD newsroom. The Braintree Police Department is warning of police activity on Granite Street at the South Shore Plaza. They say it is an active scene and people are being asked to avoid the area at this time. Now for a look at traffic, here's Lisa DeMilo.
Well, thanks, Dan. As you just mentioned about the South Shore Plaza, the ramps to Route 37 are closed off 93 with that police activity. And for sure, they want everyone to stay away from the plaza.
By the way, an additional update to do that Braintree situation. We can confirm stores in the mall are on lockdown right now. We are continuing to investigate. We have a reporter heading to the scene. When we have more information, we will provide it for you. We're continuing to follow that ongoing incident at the South Shore Plaza in Braintree. Police are on the scene and Norfolk County Control is calling this an active shooter situation. Braintree police say stores are currently in lockdown and people are being asked to remain in those stores at this time. In addition, police are asking people to avoid the area. Our Lenny Rowe is on the scene and he's checking in with us now. Lenny, what can you tell us at this time?
Well, Dan, I'm here at the Braintree Plaza. It's a very active scene. Police are telling people to avoid the Granite Street area. There's a lot of traffic right now. A lot of things are backed up. They're trying to get people out of the mall. Police are responding to reports of a shooting. It looks like police from all across Norfolk County are responding right now. Looks like the SWAT team's responding to the scene. A lot more police vehicles are arriving. Right now, at this time, Braintree police are telling people to avoid the South Shore Plaza area for reports of a shooting. We'll provide you updates. Very active police scene. People with long guns entering the Nordstrom building, so the SWAT team's gearing up to evacuate the stores. But it's a very active scene at the South Shore Plaza. Stay tuned for updates. Lenny Rowe, WATD News.
We're continuing to follow that shooter situation at the South Shore Plaza in Braintree, which Norfolk County Control is calling an active shooter situation. WATD's Lenny Rowe is on that scene.
I'm outside of the Nordstrom at the Braintree Plaza. Police with long guns. SWAT teams went into the Nordstrom store. Say about 80 people just came out of the Nordstrom, just walked out. The police are responding to reports of a shooting. Heavily armored people walking around, SWAT teams. The police are telling people to avoid the Granite Street area currently. We'll have more updates on WATD. This is Lenny Rowe in Braintree, WATD News.
We just got this information in from the state police. They are confirming there has been one victim shot inside the mall. They say they believe the shooter has left and is at large, but they are clearing the mall with tactical units. They say at this time they cannot rule out that it was a targeted shooting of that specific victim. The victim has been transported to the hospital. The condition is unknown at this time. We can confirm Braintree police say two suspects are in custody in relation with that shooting. Braintree police said the victim was a woman who suffered gunshot wounds inside the South Shore Plaza earlier this afternoon. Police say the incident began as a fight between two groups inside the mall that may have known each other. Deputy Police Chief Michael Wand gave a press conference just a little while ago. He summarized the situation.
About 16:43, we received a call for shots fired at the South Shore Plaza, 250 Granite Street. Investigation revealed that it apparently looks like a fight between two groups. We had one minor injury on a gunshot wound to a female victim. She's been transported to the hospital. And we have two suspects in custody as we speak now.
And Deputy Chief Wand also says it appears that the two groups seem to know each other.
It appears, like I said, a fight between two groups that may know each other. Not an active shooter situation. The mall was locked down. We have assistance from outside agencies, Metro SWAT team, State Police SWAT team.
And WATD's Lenny Rowe is currently on that scene. Lenny, what's the latest you're seeing from where you are?
Well, Dan, I'm standing outside of the Nordstrom at the Braintree Plaza right now. And a lot of police here, a lot of SWAT teams. I spoke with Joshua Potzner, who is a assistant store manager at the Banana Republic. He says he heard a series of pops that sounded like fireworks. Now, they normally do drills, things like that, but an announcement came over the loudspeakers that said that for people in stores to lock down, this was not a drill. Posner says that they had customers inside the store at the time of the shooting. They locked down. They had a woman and a small child. They brought them to the back, and they monitored security camera footage, kept people at the back of the store. More people are coming out of the stores as this develops right now, but also spoke with a gentleman from Whitman, a 19-year-old Aiden Cafferty. He was at the mall with a friend. They heard a lot of people screaming, so they tried to kind of, you know, figure out what was going on, but there was a lot of people running. Cafferty says that they went to Finish Line Sports or the Finish Line store. They were brought to the back and were locked down. While they were in the store, they were just sheltered in place, barricaded at the back. A SWAT team brought them out. He says they're okay, but as you heard Deputy Chief Michael Wand say, One person suffered non-life-threatening injuries. There are two people in custody in connection to this incident. We'll have updates as we get them. For now, in Braintree, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.
This is Dan McCready reporting from the WATD Newsroom. We do have an update for you on the South Shore Plaza shooting. The victim in that shooting has been identified as a 15-year-old girl. Police Chief Mark Dubois gave an update just minutes ago.
There was an altercation. They appeared to have walked away from each other, separated, and then shortly thereafter, they re-engaged with gunfire.
And this 15-year-old, do you know if she was just shopping? What happened? How far away was she?
I don't have any of those answers. That's part of the investigation. She was not part of the group that we know of, so we're still working on that.
She forgive me if you said this, but do you have an update on her condition and where was she shot?
I do not. I know there were not life-threatening injuries, but I don't have any updates at this point now.
WATD's Lenny Rowe is on the scene at the South Shore Plaza. He joins us now. Lenny, what can you tell us?
So a 15-year-old girl who was not involved with this altercation, she was injured in this shooting. It was non-life-threatening injuries, but she was taken to a Boston hospital. That's according to Braintree's Police Chief Mark Dubois. And they're still going through the plaza right now, checking every store just to make sure in case there are any suspects or any other people in the mall. Again, 15-year-old girl, she was not involved in this altercation. She was kind of separated. What the police chief said here in Braintree was that it was two shooters, about six or seven people in total. It was an altercation. This was not an active shooting incident. This was a targeted incident. The two groups knew each other. One person transported to a Boston hospital. Police Chief Mark Dubois says two suspects are in custody. They were located in Granite Street after a canine search. They shut down the area, kind of looked for the suspects and apprehended them without incident. They're still trying to identify the suspects' names. They said they would have more information as they get it as well. For now, in Braintree, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.
Yesterday in Braintree, just before 5 o'clock, was described as a very hectic scene at the South Shore Plaza when gunshots broke out. Here is WATD's Lenny Rowe, who files this report.
It's the second time since 2017 that gunshots were fired inside the South Shore Plaza in Braintree. The scene quickly turned chaotic Friday afternoon when two groups of people exchanged gunfire. A 15-year-old girl was injured and was transported to a Boston hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. 19-year-old Aiden Cafferty of Whitman was getting drinks for his friends when the shots rang out.
They were still stuck in the store, like they didn't know what was happening, and then everybody screamed, yelling, and running at us. We were like, oh, what the heck's happening? And then everything just like came at us. We tried to go run into their store, but they locked the doors so we couldn't go in, and then we just ran to the nearest store closest to us.
They were led to the back of the store and sheltered until they got out safely. Joshua Potzner, an assistant store manager at the Banana Republic, says they regularly train for these types of incidents.
From the front of the store, I heard what sounded like fireworks, which is why I hesitated for a minute as I went to the door. And then I heard a bunch of people screaming. And at that point, I realized it was definitely not fireworks. And I immediately locked the doors and got everybody into the back.
He says there were four customers, including a child, and six employees in the store.
The police did a great job getting us out in a pretty quick manner in comparison to what I believe had been the case before. But everybody was safe, you know. Nobody was really freaking out. We were all calm, and we, like I said, took the necessary precautions to make sure that everybody was safe and not in danger.
Two suspects are in custody. The shooting remains under investigation. In Braintree, Lenny Rowe, WATD News.